Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Great, good morning, everyone. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 10:09 a.m. here in the great Northeast. This beautiful Monday, December 1, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our friend John Basiliga, featuring one of his great companies today, Eastern Roofing Systems, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like Martin, Mark, Barrett, Hollisterville, Michael Rabarchak, New Lebanon, but he was from Hazleton and Weston, John Barilla, Fishing Creek Township, and, well, Martin Barrett, we already read him, Desert Storm veteran, the United States of America, the country whose history and founding fathers and the creation of the incomparable Constitution of the United States, and we use them as our guides each and every day. So let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order. I don't know where the music went. The music ended. Gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that our commitment to common sense will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you in a world where there, you heard it. They just, everything about Obamacare was a lie. And it has failed so miserably that the Democrat Party voted against keeping the government open. It went on for, what, 40-some days? Because they were trying to cover up the failure of Obamacare. Crazy. Hey, just want to touch on this before we get to our next segment. This is why I love talking to you guys and being with you every day. Bob, the name of the driver was James F. Blake. Blake ordered Rosa Parks to give up her seat for a white passenger, leading to her arrest and the start of the Montgomery Boys bus boycott. They had a previous encounter. Rosa Parks had a similar negative experience with Blake years earlier when he insisted she exit and re-enter the bus from the back after she had paid at the front. So we've got one of the disgraceful fools, whether he's with us or not, we don't know. James Blake, the bus driver. Thank you so much for that. By the way, somebody texted in. I'm not trying to stir your pot, but the prices are up 2.7% this year. Okay. I don't know how that would stir my pot. I don't know. Doesn't bother me at all. Biden created, Democrat policies created, Democrat spending created, left-wing lunatics created inflation of over 9%. What do you think? Trump's going to fix it in 10 months? And by the way, targets for inflation. Targets, meaning what they want, is 2%. Roughly 2% inflation is healthy for the economy. So we're almost in that sweet spot in just 10 months after the disgrace of the Biden administration. So I think he's doing really well. His economic policies are correct. They work. Even the Federal Reserve had to admit that tariffs do not cause inflation. It's a fact. You heard it here first, but it's a fact. There is no, there's not even correlation between tariffs and inflation. And that's what they kept throwing out. Remember, everything the media and the Democrats say is a lie. Everything. Now, if you got an opinion Trump's an a-hole, that's another story. You could have that opinion, but it doesn't reflect on his performance and on his policies. All right. Well, it's Monday. And that means Monday musings. And that means we didn't start the fire. And our guy, John Perillo, is with us. Hey, John. How are you, brother?
Good morning. How are you?
I hope Thanksgiving was great.
Well, I was. Navy is undefeated on Thanksgiving Day games, so I was pretty excited about
Who
that.
Who do they play? Do they play one specific team on Thanksgiving?
No, they've never played Thanksgiving. By virtue of their record, they played Memphis, which was a very good team. For those of us who aren't in the, you know, have any chance of being the professional college football teams, and they won. So we'll see how that goes from here.
Nice. But, what do they? They have two losses or one?
They have two. North Texas, which was a very, very good team, and Notre Dame, which played a very good game against them. I mean, they just played great assignments football. So, yeah, we can talk football and Thanksgiving and Lent and all. I'm sorry, Advent and all those things.
Well, I don't know if you had a chance to hear it, but a friend of ours who he's second generation at our Thanksgiving football game. He wrote these great lyrics. Because we've got this football tradition, and he wrote these great lyrics. He submitted them to an app on AI, and we played the song this morning to start the show. It's fantastic.
It's amazing what AI can do with music. We were messing around with that a little bit ourselves on Thanksgiving, and here's the polka version of the top kids you want to talk about.
That's great.
It got out of hand a bit, but it was
all
great.
Right. But that's not what you called in to talk about.
No, that's not what I called in to talk about. But I did want to bring up something that, you know, back in June during the ICE riots, I mentioned the Tower of Babel story from the Old Testament. Excuse me. And yes, I know that, you know, I tend to look at pretty much everything in terms of what the Hebrews thought, because they pretty much thought of everything. So it was really amazing when I spotted an article by a guy named Jonathan Haidt, who is an ethics professor at NYU, which is a very liberal place. And the article had a picture of the Tower of Babel under the headline that said, quote, "Why the past 10 years of American life have been uniquely stupid." And I thought, wow, this is interesting on a liberal magazine and a liberal author, you know, to quote something relatively conservative. And you know, for those who aren't familiar with the biblical story of Babel, way back in the first book of the Bible, in the book of Genesis, after the flood, the descendants of Noah build a great city with a tower designed to reach to the heavens in order to, quote, make a name for themselves, unquote. And God's not happy with that motivation, pride being a very serious sin. So he confuses their language, and that causes people to be unable to communicate, and they're condemned to never be united in thought again. And that story explains the philosophical reality that humans are condemned to never really understand each other. And what Mr. Haidt wrote, he must be a listener to this show, by the way, was that the story of Babel is the best metaphor for what has happened in the U.S., especially in the last 15 years or so. And I mean, you know, for quite some time, there's been a red and a blue America that has two entirely different understandings of the Constitution, of economics, of history, of just about everything. But for those of us who are of a certain age, we can certainly say that what is going on today seems different. And while most people talk about the Tower of Babel as the origin of tribes and tribalism, Mr. Haidt said and saw it as a fracturing of everything. And what we see today is not really just red and blue divide, but now further divides within red and blue, which would be bad enough if it stayed within places like universities and businesses, but it's now even tearing families apart. And I've said, you know, that what has happened in part because of social media, but how it happened and what does it mean for us as a nation, I think is a different discussion that Haidt helped me understand a bit better. You know, the study of history normally concentrates on things that tore humans apart, things like wars and religious conflicts, which certainly are very important. But along with those things, there have also been a growing together of humans into a new and more productive relationships. And things like ease of travel, of the printing press, obviously, allowed for better trade and better relations between tribes. Things like our Constitution were truly extraordinary philosophical developments that spread globally. And then in the early 1990s, we had the beginning of the Internet. And that included chat rooms and message boards and email. The first real social media platforms like MySpace didn't hit until about 2003, and Facebook captured the market in about 2008. And at that time, people saw social media as a real help to those who were supporting representative governments. And just by virtue of them existing, it became damn near impossible for a dictator or autocracy to control the narrative. And there's some real examples of that, right? In 2011, with the Arab Spring and the Occupy movement, and regardless of what you thought of either of those, they were made possible because of social media. And also in 2011, we got Google Translate. And that had to be the end of the Tower of Babel, right? I mean, if everybody could talk to everyone else, no matter what language they spoke, the Tower of Babel is essentially over. And at the beginning of 2012, Mark Zuckerberg wrote that social media would, quote, once again transform many of our core institutions and industries. And in the 10 or so years since then, social media has done precisely that. And you'll hear me mention on this show on occasion the stories that I heard from my grandma, especially, you know, came over on the boat in 1900-something with nothing. And I tend to reference the church and Christianity a fair amount. And your family likely had similar common stories, as well as trust in our institutions like church and government, even if we didn't always agree with them. And those stories and that trust was something that we shared as a nation. And again, even if we didn't agree with everything that they represented, right? Well, coincidentally, social scientists have said again and again that what holds nations together are shared stories, strong institutions, and social trust, all three of which have been badly damaged by social media. And the biggest change came in 2009 with what's called viral dynamics. In 2009, Facebook created a way for people to, quote, like a post, and Twitter that same year came up with the share button. And with those changes, those two small changes, social media was less about sending a picture or a letter and more about a competition for likes and retweets. And one of the engineers who worked on the retweet option at Twitter later said that he thought, quote, we just might have handed a four-year-old a loaded weapon. Just think about that for a second. This engineer knew what would happen next. And he was right, because instead of a mutual searching for the capital T truth or having a substantive debate, or connecting with other people, what social media became was moralistic and outrageous. And they created what my son refers to as the dump on culture. And instead of you and I saying that we need to discuss this or that issue, I'll either get a bunch of thumbs up from a comment I make or a bunch of truly hateful comments. Our social media Tower of Babel rewards what's called maximalists, you know, those who are the most extreme on either end. And oh, by the way, in case you're wondering when I'll get to the Constitution like I generally do, I'll do that now. James Madison spoke of, quote, the turbulency and weakness of unruly passions, end quote. And the purpose of having a slower, more deliberate Senate, or having the president chosen by electors instead of the people, and having the filibuster and having a court system and intentionally making the legislative process difficult enough to require compromise, was precisely to slow down that turbulence and to tame our unruly passions that Madison wrote about, both of which are magnified by this dump on culture. Precisely as Madison warned, we're governed now by the loudest and the most unruly, no matter what side they're on, by the way. And you see this all the time. One side makes a turbulently stupid comment about lawful orders, and the response is a perfect example of truly unruly passions. Thank you, James Madison. And in the Federalist Papers, Federalist 10 talks about the fact that humans are by nature tribal. You know, those pesky Hebrews were right again, as always. but it also talks about how people tend to get themselves spun up over trivial things. Madison, speaking here again, says, quote, "Where no substantial occasion presents itself, the most frivolous and fanciful distinctions have been sufficient to kindle their unfriendly passions and excite their most violent conflicts." So basically, people fight over stupid stuff. You know, you think? That was Madison's point, right? And social media is Madison's nightmare because it both increases the velocity and power of trivia and makes it more dangerous. And Haidt gives what I think is a very good example of AOC's tax the rich just, right? Look, it was stupid. And who cares? In a healthy society, we'd roll our eyes and walk away. Same with somebody in Congress telling military personnel what they learn on day two of GMT, general military training, that they don't have to follow lawful orders. That falls into the no duh category. And yet my feed had about 20 stories on the subject. And I spent much of last week, you know, talking people who should know better off their social media ledges because they were maximalists, right? But what that does is not just waste our time. It also chips away at the second pillar that keeps societies together, and that's social trust. So Congress and the office of the president were both diminished in the eyes of the citizens that they represent. That pillar of trust gets eroded. And there's a research group you may have heard of called Edelman, and it does reviews of the most and least trusted organizations in the world. And the governments of China and the United Arab Emirates score higher on trust with their citizens than we do in the United States. Chinese leaders score higher. Digest that for a minute. Guess what, listeners? We are the tower. We are the people of Babel. And what's the other pillar that I mentioned that was holding us up? And that's the shared stories. But my grandmother's story is discounted by younger people today. You know, she came here with nothing, got married, and in her words, I still had nothing. And he had less. You had to woik. You know, she was from Brooklyn, right? 25 cents a shirt, saved and bought a shoe store. It's still there in Westbury, New York. And oh, by the way, you can Google Perillo shoes in Westbury and see pictures of it. But with social media, those stories get torn down. She was apparently a privileged person. And that would have surprised the heck out of her. I mean, she came here with the clothes on her back and a phone number of a cousin who had a job. And if they found out she was sick when she got off on the boat in Ellis Island, or if she didn't have and keep work, she would have been sent back to Italy. That doesn't diminish the horror of what happened in slavery and you know, the way we treated blacks in society, right? But neither is the current narrative that all whites are privileged even remotely true. And those divisions are further reinforced by social media that gives a voice and an audience to the most extreme.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Voices. And doing that tears down the stories that held us together. You know, those people certainly weren't perfect. Well, no kidding, right? They were dirt poor people trying to scratch out a living in the only country that gave them a chance to do so. The post-Babel society doesn't have that story anymore. And it becomes, like the Hebrews predicted, more and more fractured. And those institutions, those stories, and that trust was the mortar that held our tower together. And even our entertainment kind of united us. If you think back to like the old John Wayne movies or Humphrey Bogart, you know, that cynical American, wherever he was, with a heart of gold, that was the mirror, that's Height's word, that we looked at that reflected us back. We were then, but that mirror is shattered. So what everyone sees is entirely different. There's no common image. There's a million different images from that shattered vision. So if you get a chance, it would be worth it for you to read the rest of this, but you got the gist of it here. And look, we just celebrated our national holiday of giving thanks. And maybe take a moment, no matter what your political leanings, to be thankful for this truly great nation, and perhaps to remember to whom we're supposed to be thankful, because that's the glue that we need. And continue, you know, your search for the capital T truth, not what some algorithm is feeding you. And you know, I just wanted to thank everybody again for the week. We had a great Thanksgiving out here, and you know, I hope you guys had there as well, and are able to enjoy some of that this week.
All right. Our man, John Perillo. Thank you, John. Always a pleasure. Always informative. We enjoy hanging with you.
You guys have a great week. Thanks again, Bob. You take care.
All right. John Perillo, Monday Musings. We'll be back after this. Our veterans tribute today and every day, this hour and every hour. Brought to you by John Basiliga. And just one of his great companies we feature today on Mondays, which is Eastern Roofing Systems. Eastern Roofing Systems is one of the premier and largest roofing contractors in the eastern United States. But guess what? They bring that purchasing power. They bring that expertise because they're headquartered here in Jessup to all of Northeast Pennsylvania, all within the sound of my voice. They can do the roof on your house. They can do the roof on your small building. Eastern Roofing Systems. Michael Hrabarczyk, he was just 42 when he died November 15th. He was living in New Lebanon, New York. Born in Hazleton, he grew up in Weston. He enjoyed hunting, mountain biking, fishing, sitting around campfires, and musing others with his fantastic sense of humor. He was a 2001 graduate of Hazleton Area High School, then enlisted in the U.S. Army. He was stationed at Fort Drum, Watertown, New York, where he was a PFC in the 41st Engineer Battalion of the 10th Mountain Division. He served one tour of duty in Operation Iraqi Freedom. During his time of service, Michael was awarded many medals for outstanding achievements, one of which was the 2002 Super Sapper 41st Engineer Battalion Soldier of the Year. How about that? After being discharged from the U.S. Army, he entered the Carpenters Union of Northeast PA, Local 645, through the Helmets to Hard Hats apprenticeship course. He was most recently employed as a property maintenance manager for Alexander Haley Property Maintenance in Steventown, New York. While living in Weston, Mike was a member of Sacred Heart of Jesus Church. He was also a previous member of the VFW in Cunningham. He enjoyed all things history related. Surviving in addition to his parents, his maternal grandparents, two children, two brothers, and many other family members, far too young, Michael Hrabarczyk, our veteran this hour. The Zombies. This date, 1965, they released their hit, Tell Her No. Bob Cadaro back with you on WILK. And Mark from Hazleton sent me just a cute little thing. NORAD. You know how they do that thing? I remember as a little kid when I believed in Santa. I still believe him in another form, but the Santa tracker. It started on December 1st, way back when, since 1955. And it was a Sears store who put an advertisement in the Colorado Springs newspaper. And it gave the wrong phone number. This one was for the Continental Air Defense Command, the CONAD Center. So a call comes, this is the lore, to a guy named Harry Shoup. And he was a very serious guy. Well, he was doing pretty serious things, monitoring nuclear attacks during the height of the Cold War. And he realized, hey, this could be an opportunity. I don't know what this little girl's calling about. Well, they apparently got a couple more phone calls. And they turned it into an annual event, and now the NORAD will give us, mostly on December 24th, they will give us that tracking Santa thing, which I think is really cute. I really do. In any event. Thank you, Mark. He always keeps us informed. Somebody says that Tim Walz... Somebody says, is it the truth that Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota, and the former vice presidential candidate is retarded? Well, it's not a word that I would use on reflection, and Trump used the word, but okay. I don't know, by the way, I don't know where the word got to be so offensive, and I don't know why either, just so you know. But is it true? Yeah. Well, there's defense. He's an idiot and a fool and a liar. Idiot, a fool, and a liar. He deserves whatever terminology somebody wants to use. And that, again, it's not the word I would use. I don't know that. I wouldn't say, oh, well, I'll defend Trump. He was right. No, but the fact is, Tim Walz is an idiot who, if he was sent to Clark Summit State Hospital, he would not get out. I'm telling you, he wouldn't. He'd be babbling on and on. Remember George Costanza when he got put in the funny farm? And... He wasn't going to get out. It's crazy. But again, much ado about nothing. I people just look for stuff. And by the way, what does that have to do? What does that have to do with anything in this country? And did you care that Joe Biden had zero capacity to be president of the United States and that they were covering it up? One of the greatest scandals in history. No, you didn't. One of the trolls. My God, if Biden ever called someone a retard, you would lose your mind and you know it. No, I wouldn't. He's a stupid, corrupt, foolish person. Joe Biden. And the same with Tim Walz, who, by the way, allowed the Somalis, basically street gangs, to steal millions of dollars from their welfare program in Minnesota. He's a jackass. Total jackass. Somebody said, Powell just came out the other day citing tariffs as a cause for prices being up 2.7%. Well, number one, the goal of the Fed, Powell is a fool. He's been awful at his job. He's bent to political will, and he's obviously got to be a left-wing Democrat. Has to be. So he says the tariffs are the cause. His own analysis, meaning from the Fed, is that they do not cause inflation. So he's disagreeing with the analysis he's being provided, which will tell you enough about him and his performance in that job. He's a left winger. He hates Trump. And he allows that to color the work that he does, which is why he's got to be replaced. Really ridiculous. So I just say to you this. You are upset about Trump calling somebody a retard and using that, he called him a serious retard, using the word. I am not upset in the least. In fact, it's probably one of the less offensive things Trump has said. But you were not upset about the insane performance of Joe Biden and the left-wing lunatics who ran his government. Like the 13 kids that were killed in Afghanistan because of his botched withdrawal so that he could give a speech about how great he is on the 20th anniversary of September 11th. You don't care about the 300,000 kids who came into this country unaccompanied. Many of whom, thousands of whom, were sold into sex slavery and slave labor. The 60,000 calls from those desperate children to the hotline that was set up supposedly to protect them from such nightmares. You don't care about that. And not one of the calls was responded to. You don't care about tens of millions of people coming into this country unvetted, unvaccinated, when they were pretending that COVID was the health issue of our lifetime. You don't care about any of that. It's disgraceful. You should be ashamed of yourself. You're a phony. You're a phony. You trolls are phony. And you live on lies. And you got to check yourself. Why do I live on lies? Do I hate Trump? Fine. I don't care. But to ignore reality, to ignore fact, to ignore the truth, shame on you. Shame on you. Big time shame. We'll take a break and be back. It's the Bob Cadaro Show. Murph tells us this date, 1967, The Who ended their first tour of the United States. He picked I Can See for Miles as the program as a song. And 1990 this date, British and French workers digging the Channel Tunnel, the channel between their countries, finally meet, knocking out a passage in a service tunnel. Amazing. It really was. And nobody, they were thinking when they were doing it that they weren't going to get it done. Amazing feat of engineering and work ethic that probably escapes Europe today. One of the trolls texting in, you make no effort at all. It's all the same talking points every day, the same manufactured outrage. I thought you were smarter than that. Shame on me, I guess. Yeah, the same calling out of nonsense. The same commitment to common sense on all fronts, which you've got to actually analyze why that bothers you. Why does common sense bother you? What is your devotion to these disgraceful fools that run the Democrat Party? I don't get it. I really don't get it. What is your commitment to Obamacare, which has failed miserably? We played the Obama clip 3-4 times already. I'll keep playing it. Where he lies about everything related to Obamacare. I just don't get it. We have one more thing I want to play that my friend RW sent. Well, I guess I'll play it in the second hour. We're gonna or the third hour. We're gonna have Chet Parlavecchio on the weekend wrap up. But first, let's go to Donald. He's in Pittston on Tim Walz. How are you, Donald?
Unbelievable! It's all over the news. Talk about sweet justice. These were the people: Claiborne, Walz, Omar, calling it Trump Hitler. And now they're in billions of fraud. And yep. I know their district in Minnesota, we're talking big, like an app scam, you know, billions. We're talking about COVID money. This is huge. And they're investigating Patel, Bondi, and they're going after him. And this could bring the whole party down. That's how big this thing is. Billions with these Afghans and all these other foreign nationals.
Think of it, Donald. I say this often. If you are divorced from fact, truth, and reality, In the things you say every day, whether you believe them or not, I have no idea. Whether you, but they apparently serve your purpose. Think of the left wingers. That's why they're all incompetent. That's why they're all incompetent. They don't understand reality.
Don't even find this. This is something Jones didn't find. This just came into with these billions. Yep. Billions with a B.
Yep.
People are going down, man. They're investigating Minnesota, the whole state. He might go to, I don't know. You're innocent before proven guilty, but it doesn't look good for the state of Minnesota with all those foreign nationals smothered in there and stuff. There's going to be a house cleaning with this. You have the evidence now. You know what I mean? They took the money and they're putting people in jail.
The funny part, Donald, and the sad part is incompetence is a defense.
It's amazing, though, because I remember Claiborne said you couldn't find I camped with Tim Walz, couldn't find a finer man in the Omar when they were comparing. Oh, wow. Great governor. I'm not saying he's a bad governor. Whatever's going on
horrible
here, that doesn't
governor.
Work good at
he's
all.
He's been a horrible governor.
Yeah,
he's not good at his job. Right. He's a dummy. He's a liar. He's insane. Trump
just
called
just
him a different name.
But this don't look good at all.
I know it.
He's running for re-election on top of it. See, that's why you can't. Really, he can't use those words like Fetterman said. You were calling him Hitler and stuff. See, now look at it. Now they're at the mercy of the court. Him, Clay, all of them. I mean, you just can't use those words against the most powerful man in America. Hmm. And believe me, there's going to be repercussions on this because they got the goods right now. They're looking right at it.
Go get them, I say. Thank you, Donald. My pleasure. Let's go to Leslie in Montdale. How are you,
hey.
Leslie?
I am well. How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
That's good. I told Jake there's a song by Charlie Daniels, and it's called God Bless America Again. And I'm wondering if you could run it through with your musical magician, because I am not trying to usurp his authority, but see if we could get it played. I think it'd be a nice idea, especially between Thanksgiving and the holiday season and Christmas. And one more thing. Do you remember a comedian by the name of Foster Brooks?
Oh, yes.
Nancy Pelosi. Yeah, there we are, you know? And he was sober. That was an act.
Yeah,
he had.
I know.
She's actually smashed
most of the time.
I know. Yeah. And it's hilarious. I always think of him and rest in peace, Foster. But yes, indeed, I get the biggest kick out of when you play her. It just makes my day.
These are the leaders of the country. These are the leaders of the Democrat Party. It tells you all you need to know about the Democrat Party today.
Yeah, and then somebody will call you up, one of the trolls, you know, and have the balls to say, retarded. Well, I think she's a little slow in some areas, and that's what retardation is.
Yep.
You know? Oh, dear Lord.
And well, by the way, that is no slur to me. That is no slur on some of the most beautiful people on the planet that were formerly known as that word. It's just a pejorative word.
That has its own
meaning, and that sometimes hits the mark.
I know, because classification, I have a friend who can't hear, and he's slightly slow, And I have a friend that can't hear. He's blind in one eye, and he's slightly slow. And yet, driving cars, I have a depth perception. I don't drive. They take me because I'd kill somebody. I'd wind up in somebody's back seat. I can't tell a foot from a mile. You know, so who's the retard? I guess I am. You know? We're all slow in some areas.
I can vouch for myself.
Yeah. We play to our strengths, and praise God we have what we have.
Amen. Thank you, always, Leslie. Thank you, dear.
You take care of yourself.
We'll get it. I wrote that song down. We'll get to it.
Thank you, sweetheart. Love you much. God bless.
Thank you, darling. Hey, my Bicardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 11 o'clock. Let's do that. Get the news from Mark Nashko, and then we'll come back with Chet Parlavecchio. It's the Bob Cadaro Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.